Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I took a break yesterday, and now I'm back. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We have not so many news tonight. There's this guy, and he's illustrative of what I've said about the left for a long time. The left knows how to create a reality that is not the reality. They know how to create a fictitious state of affair if the real state of affair doesn't please them. And they are doing this with including now trans woman into woman statistics. And so eventually you're going to get weird data coming out of scientists. They're going to be like, hey, yeah, women tend to be smaller. They tend to have less muscle. But here's this very special woman who, wow, they are very muscular and they're very high. And of course, it's going to be because they're males. It's going to be because they have been included in the category without belonging to it. And they're doing the same with this criminal action. There is one big drive that currently is driving judges' decision, and it's to reduce the reduce the punishment when it's a black person and increase the punishment when it's a white person. They want to attain parity. But for this, to attain parity in front of the current reality, that's where they don't process. They don't process just how much you're going to have to be unjust to correct the criminal gap between whites and blacks. You would have to basically put a white person in jail for 30 years for an act of theft or a petty crime. If you wanted, and you would need to take some cases of murder and rape and give them 6 months in community service if you wanted to bring these two statistics close together. If you wanted them to have anything to do together. So it's the level of injustice that we're about to be exposed to simply because a bunch of judges slash bureaucrats slash social workers have decided that they wanted to change the world. The world wasn't pleasing to them and they wanted to change it. It's going to be extreme. And we're already seeing it with super light sentences for black people. We've seen it in Canada being invoked and in fact being defended by higher courts that, oh, given the history of racism, it's okay to do that. It's okay to give a smaller sentence, a shorter sentence to a black person. But they're doing the same with the kids, basically, who have been killing a cyclist who was a policeman. He was 64 years old, and people will remember this video. It is a video in which they filmed themselves killing him, and they seem to have lots of fun. They are enjoying this and doing this in pure cruelty. They're like, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's do it. So we hear them discuss this before they do it. They also bump on another car. Stop talking. Are you ready? Yeah. So now that they've been caught, of course, they're going to be facing justice. But the crime will count as a crime that was committed by a white man. And that is where I take issue, because at this point, it's becoming blood libel, this desire that the left has to put as much crime as they can possibly put onto white men. Look at the guy. Jesus Ayala is a Latino teen who drove into and killed retired cop Andreas Probst. He was booked into the system as white. Look at the filing here. Open murder. 18, or I don't know if he's 18. The other is 17, I believe. But they will be judged as adults. But in any case, they marked it. They marked the guy as white. So in 1 month, in 1 year, 6 years, 12 years from now, we're going to find ourselves with a very high rate of white people murdering. And we're going to wonder what's happening. Why is the white population so pissed off? And the reality is that it's just going to be a bunch of very different people from us who will have been classified by white. When I see that kind of stuff, I'm wondering if the current statistics are even accurate. I'm trying to get an accurate view of the amount of crimes committed on the white, black side, Hispanic side. And now I look at this guy being classified as white, and I don't believe anything anymore. I'm starting to believe that perhaps even those crimes that are currently attributed to white aren't even representative of white people committing murders. T.S. Apostolos says, Illinois just went live on elimination of cash bail. First in the nation, baby. Are they really the first? Wasn't New York doing this? Or I don't know why you say first in the nation. Oh, is that their slogan or whatever? It's their... maybe it's their slogan. Shamrock Shake says, I wonder what race he would be presented as if he was being praised for a minor accomplishment. Yeah, if this guy had won the local science tournament or whatever crap, they would be, wow, a man from disadvantaged background has stunned scientists with his amazing bottle recycling optical reader, which will increase the efficiency of bottle recycling by 1,200%. Unbelievable, coming from a Hispanic man. That's exactly the kind of coverage you would get. And so the anti-white actions of the enemy are continuing in our country, even if I don't speak about anti-white subjects every day anymore. I used to talk a lot about it in 2016, 2017, 18. But it's still out there. It's even more creepy these days because it goes through the institutions in that way. It goes through maybe one police wanted to push a little bit, and one judge wants to push a little bit, and one social worker here and one social worker there. And you end up having a complete lie being laid in front of our face, and it's a blood libel, this lie. It's the idea that white people are committing murders. Fleur de Sel says, he's white, then put him in a woodpecker or Aryan Brotherhood block. I don't think so. I don't think he would be welcome in a Nazi group. NN says, white guilty prosecutor. Well, a prosecutor who has white guilt will take it easy in them. A white prosecutor who would have white guilt will take it easy on them. Okay, your sentence was improperly written. Yes, we've seen kind of this, the case of the liberal prosecutor in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember how unfair he was and how he brought these bizarre lines over the gaming. You played Call of Duty, right? That's a game in which you kill people, right? With guns, right? Just like you killed... Oh yeah, the justice system is in shambles. But that is a perfect example, this classification. It's a perfect example of how the left wins. In years from now, I predict this. In years from now, you'll have some people claiming that the crime rate between whites and black is not different. They want to do it. They want to make it happen. They want to make it that way. And with this kind of lie, they're going to succeed. Pentagon has decided to exempt Ukraine operations from a potential shutdown if lawmakers can't agree on a deal by the end of the month. That is unbelievable, because there was a political discussion around, okay, do we do this? Do we enact a law that does this? And the warmongers were losing that conversation, because as it turns out, it turns out there was enough revolt within the Republican Party with some anti-war people, combined with some anti-war people in the Democrat Party. That should be the mechanism of democracy, right? If we turned out that we've elected enough anti-war people in Congress, it should be hard to continue giving money for war in Ukraine. But now the Pentagon has decided that they were cutting the grass under the feet of the lawmakers. They said, oh yeah, we're exempting Ukraine operations from any cuts. Hey, that was the discussion that was happening in Congress. And see, they say, if lawmakers can't agree on a deal by the end of the month. Well, no. If lawmakers can't agree on a deal by the end of the month, it should be the case that you don't get your money renewed for Ukraine. We have a government of the deep state really is controlling what's happening. And even if the lawmakers decide to go into a shutdown, they say, oh, we're going to keep draining money toward Ukraine. And this is a bunch of bureaucrats deciding this. Unbelievable. Now, on the shutdown, when I was young, I used to believe that the shutdowns were real. Just like I believe that Santa Claus was real at some point. And so when I was young, I was super excited. And in fact, some of you may remember, I was rooting for the shutdown to happen because I thought the government would actually shut down. I thought that the bureaucrats would stop being paid. And I was like, yeah, let's make that happen. Now, I understand, having been through many shutdowns now, that the shutdown is just an appearance, and that really, for example, you just saw, well, Ukraine will continue getting money during the shutdown. Bureaucrats, they won't get their pay, but at the end of the shutdown, they will receive a massive check to reimburse them from all of the pay that they couldn't get. And so it's not a real shutdown. A real shutdown would be you don't get paid anymore. And when you come back, you don't get paid that little accumulated salary of yours. McCarthy throws fit, accuses GOP hardliners of wanting to burn the whole place down. Well, yeah, I mean, what's the problem with this? I think the mood is to destroy the government for some of these Republicans, and not enough of them. Unfortunately, there's way too many Republicans like McCarthy who are attached to the idea of a continuous flow of money between the taxpayer and the federal bureaucrats. Durl says, hey, Jeff, at what age did you realize things like Santa, Tooth Fairy aren't real? Santa, Tooth Fairy, around maybe 4 years old, I don't know, five, I don't remember. Shutdowns, I realized they were totally fake about... maybe I was 35, 36 years old. So that was a longer learning curve. Leaked images obtained by Fox News show the Biden admin is aiming to give photo IDs to illegal migrants who are released into the U.S. The ID will have a photograph, biographic identifiers, and cutting-edge security features with the aim of being to improve current and consistent paper forms that often degrade rapidly in real-world use. No. That is not the aim. That is perhaps the displayed aim. The aim of this program is to make every illegal migrant in the U.S. a legal voter. even in places where they still ask for identification. That is what it is. There is a reason why the federal government is currently examining the possibility of giving these cards to everyone. It's because these illegal migrants cannot get many of the papers that other people can get. They may not want to get those papers. They may not want to go get a driver's license. They may not want to be found by any system that can detect criminals that are trying to enter the country. And so they lay low. But with this card, they're going to have an identification, and eventually they're going to be able to say, well, you're now forced to respect that card as an identity card. Why? Why wouldn't you accept that card? The 14th Amendment, they are physically present in your state. They have an ID. This is an ID approved by the federal government, so you have to let them vote now, or else you're denying them of a 14th Amendment right. That is what it is, I believe. And so never let yourself be fooled. The day illegal migrants have this is basically a card confirming that you're an illegal migrant. They call it an ICE Secure Docket card. So it's meant as just a card so that you can show who you are when you go to your immigration hearing, which will be in years from now. But until then, you have a photo ID and you can go vote with it. All roads lead to citizenship, says John Drake. Well, that is not a good way to manage a country, but that seems to be the slogan of the Democrat Party. All roads lead to citizenship. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite platform to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. And the Entropy people have been doing an amazing job in the last few months, and they have greatly improved Entropy. And someone has sent me a super chat by error there, and so I've asked them to cancel that super chat. He sent it to my old YouTube account. How disconnected from the world do you need to be to send me a super chat from a link that has disappeared from the internet like 3 years ago? It's like, oh yeah, I'm a classic JF fan. Let me look through the archives. And then I don't know what happened, but in any case, I warned the Entropy people, and they're going to cancel your super chat to make sure that you can send it through the new channel. But it's stunning to me that there are some people who are connected to an old me. They haven't followed through Odyssey, and they think, all right, I'm going to send money to JF here. $25 to his Entropy account from 3 years ago. Barnaby Bruto says, this guy learned how not to get fished. He only works with archived links. Maybe it was a security measure. Like, if you only live in the past, you cannot be zero-day exploited. Teens in Vegas car theft and murder case will be tried as adults. So one is 18 years old and one is 16 years old. And as they got arrested, apparently Ayala, who is 18, has yelled to the policeman, "You think this juvenile shit is gonna do some shit?" Or whatever, you know, they censored that part. So I replaced the stars with shit here. "I'll be out in 30 days, I'll bet you." So he thought he would be processed as a minor, but he's 18 years old. It's a murder, and it's not rare to see even 17, 16 years old be processed as adults in the case of a malicious murder, you know, maybe not in the case of an accident, but very often in the case of a targeted murder with intent. They will be tried as adults, and in this case, they will. So I gave my thoughts earlier in the show on the rest of the story. Of course, this man who yelled these things to the police has been classified as white, and I am shocked. Three armed felons follow a man home from a Dallas bank after he withdrew a large amount of cash. Be very careful when you are observed in the city, in highly populated area. You come out with lots of cash out of the bank. They check who comes out, who takes a lot of time. They may even see just how much money you're taking from the ATM. They may see the thickness of your wallet. In any case, it's not wise to be carrying too much cash in populated area where you can be targeted like this. Look at this. They have followed him up to his home. He's going to have a good reflex, which is to flee in the car, but it's going to be a little delayed. You want to, when you are in the car like this and you see some bizarre event, I know how the white mind works, okay? The white mind says, oh my God, a SUV placing itself in front of me. Perhaps they are in the need of help. But you have to put down your white instincts in the modern world. And you have to think, this is a SUV positioning itself in a way that shouldn't be. Therefore, I am in danger. He should have escaped as soon as he sees that this SUV isn't moving forward. Escape and, you know, being wrong about the call is not so bad, but worst case scenario, you will have escaped for nothing and you'll have been making yourself nervous for no reason. But look at how long he will wait before fleeing. See three guys running to him. He should already be gone. Now they're pointing guns toward him. Now they try to break his window. See, they weren't pointing guns anymore, and so he saw an opportunity to flee while they were trying to break the windows. All right. The channel says, oh my God, could this be a SUV in front of me? Time for a 360. I mean, this is more than an SUV in front of you. It's a SUV parking while you've been coming back from the bank and positioning itself in a way that blocks partly your capacity to flee. Those are all signs you need to learn to recognize. I mean, there's a big difference between a SUV that happens to be somewhere on the road and a SUV that positions itself strategically so that you have less outs. Raised Fist says, JF, just an idea. What if this kid was classified as white to make sure he doesn't benefit from brown privilege during the trial? No. The outcome of this is statistical meddling, because then you have social workers and scientists who are using all of this data without looking at the individual cases. And they're like, oh, here's how many Hispanic murder have happened. Here's how many black murders have happened. And so, you know, you are suggesting an hypothesis that could be true, but it still would be a problem. And it's kind of pulled by the hair, your hypothesis. Silver Spider says, this is why I don't typically carry more than $100 cash, and when I get paid in cash, I don't show it in public. Very wise of you. A father in Lawrence alleged that a government-funded health clinic operating in his kid's cool, provided his minor child with a bag of prescription antidepressants without his knowledge. When he confronted the school, they called CPS on him. You abandon your parental rights at this point. It's sad that it's that way. I would wish for it to be different. But right now, you abandon your parental rights if you send your children to school. Any school. And it doesn't matter that you have the impression that, oh, you have confident people at the school. You have the impression that his teacher is good. It really doesn't matter if their teacher is good, because there's the Marxist nurse who's out there and she wants to chop his dick, okay? No good teacher will stop the Marxist nurse, because they would get fired if that happened. So everyone is intimidated in the chain until the Marxist. The Marxist is the only one who's not intimidated. And they're going to chop your child's dick, or now they're going to give them psychiatric medication. The idea of parental consent has been completely crapped on by the modern world. Night King says, keep doing God's work. I'm trying hard. Someone came with a critique of the revolutionary phenotype. Now, the critiques aren't... The critiques are so low that even a low critique, I will address it, because it's like, yeah, I'm hungry. Bring some challenge to my book, please. Bring some challenge to the revolutionary phenotype, published and written in 2018. Still, the top science on the question, the revolutionary phenotype, the amazing story of how life begins and how it ends. He says, revolutionary phenotype will not happen because genes evolve to be self-interested, and having a computer insert foreign genes that are better is not in their self-interest. You have not read the book. You have not even understood your position properly before expressing it. Cutter Hollow. I said, when I can counter your critique in a single sentence, you have to ask yourself if you've thought it through properly. I said, you forgot something. Genes evolve in their self-interest, or they die. Read the book. Please read the book. That is what I answered on Twitter. Yeah, so my whole book is about how genes pursuing their self-interest doesn't mean they can't create a revolutionary phenotype. And the reason they can is all the reasons laid out in my book. So the thesis of my book, the whole idea throughout, is, yeah, you wouldn't expect that they can, but they can. Because genes can die and genes can create other things. That is all. These two ingredients are sufficient to see that the revolutionary phenotype can rise. Lendalt Guntram says, man who pulled gun on Kyle Rittenhouse gets hit by a car. Yeah, so people are claiming that Gage Grosskirch, the man who pulled a gun on Kyle Rittenhouse but didn't shoot, and said he regretted not shooting. people are claiming that he got run over by a car. I've seen the video. But the problem is, the person claiming this is a guy on Twitter, and I see no other reference that this is Gage Grosskirch, nor do I see a method by which the random guy on Twitter determined that this was Gage Grosskirch. So I cannot report that news as fact, because I have no idea of the method. It looks like it could be a Twitter account that was trying to draw attention And he just randomly decided, oh yeah, I'm going to attach these two mimetic stories together and I'm going to get more retweets. I'm willing to review evidence or credible reports that this is Gage Grossrich. Personally, I can't say that. Personally, I am very interested at knowing whether Gage Grossrich has been scrooched by a car, okay? I'd love to know. I would love to know. But yeah, until this is confirmed, I can't report on this. Go away, says Jeff. Nuclear Holocaust will never happen because genes evolved to be self-interested and total nuclear evisceration is not in their self-interest. Exactly. That is the misunderstanding of limit behavior. Like it's like looking at an exponential curve and say, oh my God, you can never bring it back to zero. And it's like, yeah, I can bring it back to zero, multiply by zero. Boom. Limit behavior, extreme behavior, sometimes is very manageable for math or for the revolutionary phenotype. There's billions of posts on X, and the advertisement for X's new features just so happened to feature not one, but two posts mocking Elon Musk as an anti-Semite and X as a dying platform. This was not by accident. So people have a kind of conspiracy theory developing around the fact that, you know, there was the advertisement of Twitter, of X, and they made a video advertisement, and somehow the graphics guy has decided to answer tweets, to insert posts. Twitter's value has fallen by at least 50%, and Elon is blaming it all on the Jews. Masterful gambit, sir. So that seems like it's a realistic hypothesis that you could have had a somewhat leftist graphist, because, oh my God, are there many of those in San Francisco? And he decided to punk Elon Musk by inserting these tweets and basically trying to present X as trying to create trouble for X. It's totally possible. It's also possible that he was told, go ahead and put some edgy tweets, you know, anything that can drag attention. And at the same time, it makes the point that now we're into free speech. So it's totally possible that this also happened. I'm on the fence on believing right away the conspiratorial explanation. All right, so we have the people who want you to reduce your carbon use. You know who I'm talking about? The people who control our nations. And they have been, this tweet shows them, by Dr. Eli David, shows these people and how they live. So this was a reception, a banquet for King Charles and Macron at the Palace of Versailles. So I look at this and I'm like, there is nothing that I can reduce in my life that would be less efficient in terms of carbon reduction. It would be 0.001%. These people are there with chandeliers that they have carried there, that they have installed there. They have built all these walls. The resources that are at play in just laying out this table and these golden chairs and everything that you see here, this is more resources than 100 JF will ever consume in their entire life. I mean, look at this. someone had to farm these flowers. There's a person dedicated to farming the flowers so that they can be put there so that it can look gorgeous for a night. There you go. Big personalities. Absolute decadence, says Naberius. I mean, I'm never going to consume that much resources in my entire life. You could make a case that for the next 1,000,000 years, all of my descendants may not cost as much to maintain in terms of carbon cost or energy cost or whatever it is that you want to measure it in. They're not going to be as costly as just one of these people to maintain. Silver Spider says, the fact that people still put up with royalty blows my mind. Yeah, royalty, you know, they should have what they had built, and then they should dilute it. And we should not be funding any of it going forward. It should be a slowly diluting wealth, just like the French royalty. And now the French royalty, you look at them today, sometimes they had an inheritance, sometimes not. And sometimes they just live like regular French people. And sometimes they live outside of France, of course, because the whole revolution pushed their ancestors out. The author of the genderqueer book, found in schools says, I don't recommend this book for kids. So the Marxists in our schools and libraries have been pushing this book in particular, and it's been leading to a big issue because whenever you see conservatives in states like Florida going after the books that are too sexual in nature, this book often comes out. I've often seen it as, okay, that's problematic. That's one of the books we want to ban. Now the author is telling us, oh yeah, this wasn't meant for children. By the way, same thing here, you know. I haven't made this an adult book because when you label yourself as adult, people assume that there's some porn in it, and then it doesn't get offered to a lot of potential customers. But same thing here, the Revolutionary Phenotype, I wrote it with the goal of explaining to an adult or a teenager, at least, someone emotionally mature, the truth about life. But there's no real way to label your book that way without falling in the adult porn book, basically. And then you totally limit your reach, at least on the internet. And probably in libraries too. The author is warning people that his book features explicit images that has cropped up again and again in schools, and he stated that the book is not meant to be available for young children. It keeps being called a children's book, but I think that's coming from a misreading of the comic book form. Genderqueer is a comic and in full color, but that doesn't mean it's for children. I originally wrote it for my parents and then for older teens who were already asking these questions about themselves. I don't recommend this book for kids. Well, thanks for telling us. Maybe you should have told us a couple of years ago while your book was getting bought by librarians and they were shoving it down our children's throat. But thanks for letting us know. New guy says, oh God, you made me read porn, JF. No, I didn't. Russell Brand is coming onto the internet. I'm always shocked when I play a clip of Russell Brand because I've watched so little of his stuff but I've seen his face so much. I've seen his face when there's some social media story and he's like, oh yeah, this is the devil, he always comes with a conspiracy theory, you know, and so I see him in a lot of articles, but I have rarely consumed this content, and every time I'm shocked because I didn't realize he had an English accent.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Obviously, it's been an extraordinary and distressing...
Oh my God, this guy is totally English.
...distressing week, and I thank you very much for your support and for questioning the information that you've been presented with. By now, you're probably aware that the British government have asked big tech platforms to censor our online content, and that some online platforms have complied with that request.
All right, so he's saying basically that a request comes from the government. The government has self-attributed crazy powers of control over social media, which they did. And that's problematic. But he will be back, he says, on Monday, and he will continue producing content. Want to see a crazy trade? Well, they call this a crazy trade. To me, that's not the right term. This is not a crazy trade. It is insider trading. Yesterday, someone opened SPLK, 127 calls for $22,000, expiring tomorrow. Then today, Cisco Systems announced acquiring Splunk for $28 billion. Splunk was up 20%. The contracts were 0.04, so 4 cents yesterday. They are now $18.30. They exited today for a 45,650% return. This is so frustrating because the system, the way it's built, everything is in place to favor meritocracy and achievements and value, but there are always people in the back playing these dirty games and using knowledge in advance that they have. Who knows who this guy was? Was it a businessman, part of one of the company, part of the other? Was it a graphist who was working on the graphical stuff and he notices, hey, okay, so this company is going to buy this company. I should buy. Whatever that is, to me, it's insider trading. And I hope that, the thing is, insider trading wouldn't be a massive problem, in my view, if it wasn't criminalized. But since it's criminalized, let's apply the law equally for everyone. That's what sucks. To me, I wouldn't mind of a world in which we say, all right, insider trading is legal. So know that you may be front run when you buy something. You may be front run by people who know more than you, and including people inside the company. That would at least be consensual. But in a world where you make it illegal for other people, I would like them to find who this guy was. Russia attacks Ukraine's energy infrastructure ahead of the winter. Missile attacks overnight cause damage to power facilities in the western and central part of Ukraine. The biggest attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure comes as the country is preparing for the winter. The most damage was caused in western and central Ukraine, and mostly energy infrastructure was hit. They did that last year too. And I was expecting that this would play a large pressure onto the Ukrainian people and that it would push for a finish of the war. But what I found out is somehow Ukraine survives, and somehow Russia is not able to destroy enough of the energy infrastructure that it becomes unviable in Ukraine. And so I don't know if it's a strategic failure, if they just don't have enough capacities to strike, or if it's just that Ukraine is particularly resilient. But I've not seen a neutralization of the Ukrainian side that is very satisfactory. They still have electricity. I was talking to Coach Red Pill before he got imprisoned, and he was speaking to me through cell phone service. Like, Holy shit. Anyways, this doesn't look like a serious war, and I'm kind of disappointed by what I see. Undead Odalisk, who, by the way, is one of the most original thinking and creative Twitter accounts out there. She is a specialist of sexual stuff. But she's not a porn person. She is a thinker, a philosopher of the modern world about the current state of feminine beauty. That's how she defines herself as, the truth about feminine beauty. And she gives beauty advice to women, but it's very interesting to see as a man her thoughts, because she also inculcates basedness in the woman she teaches to. And here she is totally right on target. And I would, if any of you has an X account, go follow her, because she was, I don't remember what she said, but a couple of days ago, she mentioned being kind of depressed and not being sure if she wanted to continue the Twitter account. This is one of the Twitter that if we were separated from this, we would lose a whole chunk of the kind of a part of the multidimensional space of X thought. Not thought THOT, but thought THOUGHT, you know? We would lose a piece that is super important. Because I don't know any single person who thinks like this woman. So go follow her. But here, she hits the target right on it. The supply and demand for sperm and eggs aren't remotely equal. When basic rights are guaranteed, the advantage is heavily tilted toward women, and especially young women. And that's what you see in our world. Too much power in the hands of young liberal Marxist women. Monogamy is the one and only thing that enforces the equality of the sexes. Don't forget it. Yes. Monogamy, this is so powerful and so profound, because monogamy is what leads to a balance of the tottery power, which is, now that we're monogamous and there is an equal amount of men and women, each man has his woman and each woman has his man. Now, the whole e-tottery enterprise falls on its knees. And it marries you. I mean, the whole enterprise is completely useless in that world. Because in that world, there will always be a woman for each man and a man for each woman. But monogamy is also also does the balance of power on the male side. Because if males were to accumulate too much power, too much control over society, because they are married, that power is split equally and is an equal property of the wife. Of course, in a world where there's no commitment to monogamic marriage, the power that I accumulate in Bitcoin or in any sort of wealth can switch from, okay, well, right now I'm going to take care of you, and then next week I'm going to take care of her. Gigantic boob, the princess Asian. Hello. So monogamy is the only solution by which the power of woman is taken down when it's too high, the power of man is taken down when it's too high, and we end up with a fair arrangement. The arrangement is as follows. I don't have to ask 100,000 women before I get a baby. And you don't have to be afraid that your man has too much money, because it's also your money. That is the beauty of monogamy. And the monogamy of our societies has been under cultural attack. And given the importance of it, one wonders the degree of entente, the degree of planning that went on into these attacks, because I think that despite the Marxists not having a very fine understanding of this. I think they had a hunch. I think they had a feeling that there was something about the family that was undermining their plan. Well, that something was largely monogamy. So follow Undead Odalisque. She is a true original thinker. Every morning I wake up, I get an X post from her, and it's like, wow, it's mind-blowing, and it's big, and it is milky. Follow her. Rune says, yeah, God did not like polygamy, was pretty peeved about it. Okay, I don't know. I haven't spoken to God. We have some censorship happening. Connor of Counterpoint's fame was banned from Twitter over a meme. A silly, jokey meme which the person who they were memeing at was fine with. He appealed and got it denied. Twitter, fix your shit. Hashtag justice for Counterpoint. Well, that is too bad. I've been talking to Counterpoint twice in my life. One time it was a debate about Ukraine-Russia, and more recently we were on a podcast of discussion, and he was part of the roundtable. I appreciate the guy. I think he was pretty honest in his debate. You know, it's not a guy where I remember him being evil in his debate or deceptive. I think we just had different positions, but he was defending his own honorably, you know. So I would love for Counterpoint to keep his Twitter account. I don't know. I would like to know what was the joke. What was the silly, jokey meme? But yeah, you have to be careful about these silly, jokey meme, because at this point, people like me are very much aware of all of the details of the rule, and we're all very careful that, like, some of you guys, some people have been harassing me for a long time, saying, JF, why do you call trans people her? It's like, bro, do you realize I'm in Canada? They're making a new law about transsexual misgendering on an every week basis. I can't even follow the current state of the law. So it's like, I have to be careful. I have to be careful because despite that it's contradictory to my own belief, and despite the fact that I believe in that, I can say, I believe that sex is determined by sexual capacity and the capacity to produce a sperm or an egg, which ultimately boils down to the chromosomes you have. Even if those are my beliefs, there are certain contexts in which I can't say outright what I believe. And those contexts are those laws that I know exist in Canada. And they're also building new laws all the time. So same thing with the jokey meme. You know, there's 1,000 jokes I can't make on X. Not because of X, but because of Canada. That's just what it is, bro. Here we have a guy who's impressively chill for someone trying to light fires, including lighting up a policeman on fire.
5th, 2020. Officers were dispatched to a Circle K gas station in reference to a male subject trying to set things on fire.
Oh, hey! 601, we roll fire. Hey, stop. You got a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
He's setting fire to stuff. Stop.
I asked her nicely.
I don't care.
Oh my God, I asked her nicely. And what did she say? What did she say?
Here. Stop. Yeah, bring it here.
Affirmative.
Okay, so he extinguishes the fire. Now he goes to run after the guy who's trying to get away.
Stop! Get on the ground!
Now the guy starts spraying fuel on him.
He threw lighter fluid on me. Ah! Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
I think that the police is now scared that if he uses his gun, he may create a spark and he may light himself up on fire. Is that why he's so soft about it? Ah, okay. Someone suggests on the regular chat that the problem is that the policeman is not asking nicely. So this is a man who cares particularly about asking nicely. So you have to say, not get on the ground, but more like, get on the ground, please, sir.
Hey, we're back behind.
I think I hear him say, pull that trigger. I think he wants the policeman to light himself on fire while shooting him. So this is an interesting position.
No, you ain't going nowhere.
What's amazing is the guy is so confident. He's like, you're coming nowhere near me. And, you know, he's right in the sense that it's what's happening. The cop doesn't know how to handle the fact that, hey, any sort of spark here could light myself and this guy on fire. I mean, this guy could have a hidden spark-generating device, a lighter or whatever, and suffice that you approach him enough, and now he lights you on fire, and now you're in trouble. It's not an easy situation. But I love how they will resolve it.
Nowhere. Yeah. I'm so good. He threw it on me. Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Hey, don't tase him, because you'll f*** it up.
Hey, you gotta back up. Just back up. Back up.
Hey!
Get on the ground, sir. Get on the ground.
Hey, do not tase him, because you'll spark it up.
I mean, at some point, you just have to use a method by which you'll be relatively protected. I think that using the car here, it was a good use of the car. Because it's like, what do you do? If you approach this man without some sort of protection, he's going to light you on fire and probably light himself on fire in the process.
Hey!
Get on the ground, sir. Get on the ground.
Hey, do not tase him, because you'll spark it up.
See, I think he's lighting up something and throwing it toward the car. And quick thinking here, the policeman comes and grabs what seems to have been perhaps a lighter that he had. So this guy was truly all about fire. Well, he's been arrested. Landolt Guntram says the original fire starter. Yeah, we have a fire starter here on the chat, not in the sense of a pyromaniac, but in the sense of someone whose name is fire starter. It's a whole community. It's a whole world, the pyromaniacs. Democratic mayor of Dallas says that American cities need Republicans, and I'm becoming one. No, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. If it took you to be a politician and 59-year-old to understand that leftism is a scam, it's too late. And you're probably going to do more damage inside the Republican Party, bringing it toward being a more statist party, than you would if you stayed on the Democrat side. So we have to start filtering here. Educational homicide. This will be our last news item before we close the show. 13 Baltimore City high schools have zero students proficient on state math exam. 40% of Baltimore City high schools where the state exam was given did not have a single student score proficient in math, not one student. These results are hard to believe. You get the list of the the list of the schools. I mean, one of them is called Connections with an X, which is, by the way, the French way of spelling connection, as it turns out. Stray's channel says Baltimore is racist. Lol. Yeah, I mean, we've been noticing the links. I mean, we've been looking at these kinds of statistics. Same thing on the side of Chicago. It's always totally tied to race. And man, the poor teachers who are working in these areas, they are faced with an impossible job. I would never do that. Ariel Suarez says, Connections, a community-based arts school. Lol. Yeah, art school. We don't have art schools for young people in Quebec. I don't think so. Art is a specialist subject you choose at the university, but I don't know. I don't think we have specifically arts school. But I think it's just the name of the school, right? They're supposed to learn math in there, but they don't. And that is a very good cartoon to criticize the lack of care of journalists. Because the journalists were very alarmed at George Floyd when he died, screaming, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." But here you have a cyclist who was killed by teenagers who were filming themselves doing it, having fun doing it, being cruel as they were doing it, and filming themselves for social media. And the press cannot give a damn about it. And, you know, this cyclist also cannot breathe now. He's dead. And yet this act of murder, murder for fun, is being ignored largely by the mainstream media. They're certainly not giving it the coverage that they've given to George Floyd, who arguably was an accidental murder. I mean, no matter what the jury found intentional murder of some degree. But arguably, at the moment of coverage, it could have been an accident. It could have been a coincidence. Here you have no possibility that it's a coincidence. You had just cruel young criminals wanting to kill and wanting to film it for spectacle. All right, so that is it for tonight. There are scenes from Ottawa. In Canada, there are thousands of parents and kids protesting explicit sexual content in schools and radical gender ideology. These protests are absolutely massive and across the entire country. And they're starting to be tired of children indoctrination in gender ideology. Silence! No more silence! No more! I see some things saying, leave our kids alone. I see a lot of Muslims in this. Muslim, Arab looking, Muslim veil. The Muslims maybe are only saviors against ourselves. And that is quite sad. Much love to everyone. I'll see you all tomorrow.